I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
About 3 weeks, they return. Steel Panther makes it back into Kansas City. I just saw them in Oklahoma. It was outrageous. It was fun. It was energized. They're always a great show, but they came out to murder it because everybody's been pent up. Nobody's been able to tour. Nobody's been able to get out there and do shows. So when it was on, man. It was fun. Everything. When I was 17, I bought a cookie bitch. A couple days later, my swelled up and my cross began to rest. But that's when I turned new. What God wanted me to do. Whoa, hey, hey, hey. Speak to you about the dawn of your sexual awakening or the lies and deception of love, you know? About Asian hookers, fat girls, and hot lunches, man, you know. Most offensive video ever shot in the history.
Song.
Without a doubt. But we learned about weenie rides and stripper girls and girls being on the rag and medical conditions that nobody wanted to address, like big vagina syndrome. And you know, love songs.
Our next guest is the flamboyant frontman for the Hollywood-based band who have established themselves as one of the most entertaining live acts in the world. His name is Michael Starr. The band is Steel Panther. And on Friday, October 15th, the band returns to Kansas City to play at the Truman. Please welcome Steel Panther frontman and longtime friend of the show, Michael Stark.
What are you up to? Are you awake or did you just stay up all night?
I'm wide awake.
God damn, rock and roll season is back. I just saw you guys at Rocklahoma. Were you slayed it? Grabbed all the girls?
Hey, it was nice to see you there, man.
It was great to see you, man. I was just...
I didn't expect to see you because, you know, we hadn't talked in a while. So when I saw you, I was like, who is this? Oh, it's Johnny Dare. What's up, dude?
Dude, we had a great, like, it was almost like one of those film moments where I waved, like, hey, you're keeping your distance. Like, I got my mask on. They're ready to go up. And I'm like, hey, so I do this. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yeah, gave me the wave, like, hey, bro. And I'm like, pull the mask down. No, it's me. And he's like, oh. Like, yeah, no, it was fantastic. Like, he had come home from war, and he was going to sweep me off my feet. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was a good time seeing you there. And it was a really fun show. However, it was a little too short for my liking.
Oh, that was...
I think we played, like, 30 minutes or something.
Oh.
It was short.
No, it was stupidly short. And it was a great show. Silk Pocket, your new bass player, at least the guy filling in, Mr. Bookman. I would say he's outstanding. He's going to be great. I don't know if that's a permanent thing, but Mr. Sausage Wallet did a good job.
I'll tell you. I will tell you. Thank you for saying that. And I think he's doing a great job. He's definitely one of the front runners. That's why we got him out. Out on tour. We're bringing several guys out just to get a feel. Because, you know, it's not just about the playing with Steel Panther.
Right.
For us, it's about the hang. It's about the ability to, you know, converse with the crowd and what you do on stage. And it's good. Lexi Fox has really big shoes and a small penis, but his shoes are hard to fill.
That's true.
So it's going to take a little bit, man. And we're going to really take our time with it. And we're going to include our fans.
Is that right?
In the process. Well, yeah, because we look, man, our fans are invested in our band. They love Lexi Fox as we do, and we all miss them. And we want people to just feel like they have some sort of power in the choice, you know, or together we can do it, you know, because, you know, a lot of bands, they just hire their best friend. Oh, they're. Our guitar player left. Let's just get the guitar tech.
Right.
Steel Panther.
No, it won't work.
You never know, but chances are there's a reason why they're guitar tech.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can't do it, then you work in the industry, right, or teach it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's
we'll see what happens. You know, we're just Phil. I don't know why I said Phil, but Silk Pocket is kicking ass out here, man. He's doing a great job. He's a really easy hang. And, you know, really, when it's all said and done, there's 22 and a half hours you got to fill with somebody. You know, the hour and a half or 30 minutes, whatever the show length is, that's the fun part. But all the other stuff, there's a lot of hanging, there's a lot of sleeplessness, there's hotels. So
Listen,
really have to, you've got to connect.
Listen, with him, and here's the thing about Silk Pocket. He is not as effeminate, as pretty as Lexi. Well, nobody is. Nobody is as pretty as Lexi. So he's more like he may have just gotten out of the joint type. Like, he's like a winger. I might have been in prison kind of a player.
Yeah, dude, totally, man. He's like, you know, he looks like he got beat in the head with a bat. But, you know, it never really doesn't matter. We can always get long hair to go over his face.
do you feel like Iggy Pop may have known his mother?
You know, funny, dude. you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, Johnny. Maybe your advice will be helpful. Do we find someone that has Lexi Fox's character and the beauty, or find somebody completely different with something new to offer?
Honestly, I think you go second. I think you go prison style. I think you make him tattoo a teardrop on his face, and you go prison style with it, and just go, this is the way it's got to be. Plus, think about it. The angrier and the scarier he looks, the more beautiful you guys look.
Yeah, that's true. And he's the shortest guy in the band now, which is kind of cool because I feel really tall, and it's making Satchel feel better about his height.
And thank God for that, because you can tell that really wears on him.
It does. You can see it under his eyes. It's depressing for him.
Now, there's so many rumors about Lexi. Like, a lot of people thought he is transitioning. I don't believe there's any truth to that. He's not transitioning back to a male, is he?
You know, Lexi... I never know with Lexi. I mean, as the years have gone on, Johnny, he's he's been wearing more and more makeup. And I always attributed to that to, oh, his face is getting a little older, so he's adding on some more shading and all that kind
sure,
of stuff.
Sure.
But it seems to me like he might be turning, remember that song, I think I'm turning Japanese? I think for him, I think I'm turning into a girl.
Right.
Or, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him.
Well, I don't know his pronoun. His pronoun is just gone. I know that.
Yes, yeah. That's the bummer. I mean,
yeah, it really is. I mean, we all joke and bust balls, but you bust balls because, well, that we have to show our real feelings, and nobody wants to show their actual feelings of sadness.
Dude,
and,
it's better just to be sarcastic about everything.
Yes, it feels better. Yes.
It's a bummer, man. We miss him tremendously. You know, we knew it was coming. You know, he's just in a spot where he wants to do this with his life, and you know, I don't think he realizes how much work it is not to be in a band.
Oh, my God.
Have to find, you know, a hot stripper to take care of you. It's a lot of work, dude. And, I have a feeling that he's going to regret wanting to go into this dog grooming business stuff. And I really think that's just a front for plastic surgery, to be quite honest with you.
There's some timing. Is he there to pick your dog up?
Yeah, dude. He's going to try and look younger than me, and I'm the oldest guy in the band. I don't think that's going to happen.
And remember, kids, he is not a chubby Bret Michaels. He is a very skinny Vince Neil.
Yeah, no, he's a skinny Mickey Six, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I was thinking about you, but yeah, no. Listen, the guy you just got, Silk Pocket, I'm telling you, he looks like, hey, he's got some beautiful hair, but underneath that hair, he does look like a hardened criminal to some degree, and chicks dig that. Look, you already covered, like, guitar virtuoso, sex machine. You got all the players. What you didn't have is a dude who will scare a promoter into paying you 100% of what they owe you.
Yeah, but, you know, we have that problem, too, a lot, Johnny, because we'll get paid, and, you know, we have a bonus structure set up. You know, if we hit so many tickets, people through the door, we get that bonus. And usually we miss it by 2 tickets.
Right.
It's weird to me. Yeah,
every time,
you know,
right?
So now I think we, every time. Oh, you just missed your bonus by 2 tickets.
Yeah.
So now we have Silk Pocket. He's like a velvet hammer. You know, you think, the Silk, he's soft. Pocket, who cares? He's not going to do anything. But when you see his face, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
So we'll probably get more money now.
I realized what Silk Pocket, the name really means, is that's the name they gave him when he would cut a man and then use the wound as a vagina.
Yes. See, you're on the tip of the information for your fans, at least, and that's cool. I had no idea what the name meant.
Yeah, no, it's a prison name. Silk Pocket is definitely, I've stabbed you and then I made love to the wound. That's what a Silk Pocket is.
Oh, that's disturbing.
It's tough. T-U-F-F.
It's tough and disturbing and stinky, I think.
Yeah.
After a while.
Hey, you're coming to Kansas City, and it's only 3 weeks away. That's less than it takes for a Texas pregnancy to show up.
Yeah. My gonorrhea goes away quicker than that. slower than that, I should say. You know, with the new medications, it goes away really quick.
Super
so.
Quick. Listen,
the good news is my chlamydia and gonorrhea will be gone by the time the show comes around, so you and I can hang out without wearing masks.
Oh, and man, I got to tell you, you sang so beautifully. I felt the love to Miss Rocklahoma herself. You sang Girl from Oklahoma to Miss Rocklahoma, and I felt it. I felt it. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I felt her, too. She felt great. And that's the cool thing about when you get those winners. Hot chicks that win stuff, they love that. They love the attention, and it's just nice to share it with them. And
sure.
And I think Satchel introduced her to some awards backstage, and they've been getting along quite nicely.
That's nice.
And hopefully she'll be leaving the tour soon because she's really annoying. But it's just nice, you know, to see Satchel finally connecting with someone under 500 pounds.
Well, listen, Lord knows that the backstage area, because you guys only had 30 minutes to play, turned into a zoo back there quickly. And now the Truman, in just a few weeks, it happens here in Kansas City. Tickets are on sale now. It's a Friday night even, October 15th. It's on sale. Steel Panther, yes, returns to Kansas City. Live at the Truman, and the Truman's a fun room, man. Like you're gonna, you know what? It reminds me of the Key Club. Like a bigger,
I've never been there.
Yeah, like a bigger version of the Key Club.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We've never played there, so it's nice to hear that it's a good venue. Cause, you know, I mean, since the pandemic, we really have just been playing wherever we can and whatever city we can play in and whatever venue is going to let people come in and jeopardize the whole business. So
yeah,
it's really cool to be playing finally. It's been a long time since we've been to Kansas City.
Oh, it's gonna be strong. Yeah, no, it's gonna be fantastic, and I'm excited because Lord knows that you guys are a study in virology and immunization. The amount of STDs that each and every member of the band has had has built you into some kind of a superhuman band that cannot be touched by the COVID.
Yeah, and I really feel like, I don't know if this, you know, there's the variants that are out and the shots, which are killer. But the thing that really has been surprising to me is, you know, I have antibodies, mm-hmm. with the gonorrhea mixed with chlamydia and the fact that I had COVID before. Those antibodies are so strong. I don't think I haven't even gotten a cold in 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel, you know, I went through an identity crisis during the pandemic, you know, because I think 6 months into it, we weren't doing shows or whatever. So I would just put my stage clothes on, do my hair, my makeup, and sit in my garage in the studio and record music just so I could get the feeling of being in front of people and performing. And, you know, the virtual meet and greets are great. The virtual live show is amazing. But there's nothing more exciting and more gratifying for everybody, the yes. band and the audience, than doing a live show. And to come out and do a festival on the first show of our tour, for this particular tour, with a new fill-in bass player.
Yep.
It was killer. It was such a great feeling, man.
And all kidding aside, Silk Pocket, like I feel like, look, there may be something else in the works that I don't know about, but I was like, yeah, this works. This is really good. And it seems like I said, and if anything I've said that might offend him, make sure you make it a little smoother than when you repeat this to him, because I don't need him to give me the Silk Pocket.
Yeah. Look, dude, this is going to be a long process for us. And I'm glad that you know, were able to watch and see what's up. And, you know, we're going to document it, and yep. we are going to put together a little short with that, maybe an episode arc thing. We don't know, but we want everyone to be involved in this. So this process is not going to be something where we just pick somebody and just keep moving on. We're going to really take our time and find someone that, you know, fits the band and fits what people want to see. And, you know, so far, so, God, I keep wanting to call him Phil. I don't know why. It's my drug dealer. But, you know, Phil's cool, man. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a great hang, which is really important. Him and I have a couple things in common. He's had 10 knee surgeries. I've had 6. You know, his hip has arthritis in it. Yeah. And, you know, his fingers lock up a little bit. But that's what tracks are for. And, you know,
sure.
we're just going to move forward and see how it goes. We have another dude coming out on our next run. Kansas City, so you'll be able to check him out.
Oh, so it won't be Mr. Pocket. Mr. Pocket. Well, then I'll feel free to talk all kinds of smack on Silky.
Oh, yeah, dude, go for it. You won't see him again. Oh, well, okay. You may, but you won't see him in the future, and by that time, it won't matter.
So who's the next one that comes out? Who are we going to see now?
Well, you know, we early on, when the news kind of leaked out that Lucky was gone, people just started sending stuff to us. So these are all, like... Phil came from a recommendation of our producer, Jay Rustin. And so we, you know, he's an amazing ear and talented at what he does. So his suggestion had a lot of weight. So he sent in a killer Silk in, a really funny, like, character-driven audition, you know. And so I don't know if I told you this, Johnny, but we got like 530 submissions so far. And we've categorized them in different ways, like blonde hair, big nose, little nose, small penis, big penis, you know, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
just so we can quickly go through them. And there's a lot of people gunning for the job, and it's pretty cool. And, God, I just don't know, man. So the guy coming out sent in a video that was really funny. And so we just thought, you know what, this guy, and he could play really well. He's already in, like, another band. So we thought, well, let's give him a shot. So that's the next guy out. I think he has a stage name for himself, but I don't think you like it. So we're probably going to be changing it.
I feel
that's about all the information I have.
I feel like maybe the opportunity here for a Kiss-style, Cooper-esque Crimson Glory style, like, you know, the days gone by of a really great makeup job, like a really complete makeup job, like a full Kiss style.
You know, that might be a good idea, because then we can interchange bass players at any time.
Fact.
You're a genius. My God, saving us money everywhere we go. Great. I don't know. You know, that's what I was just going to ask you. I mean, in your opinion, you're a professional. You've been around music pretty much your whole career.
Yeah.
And before that. But I just, you know, if we don't find somebody, we're just going to keep trying out people and see who sticks. And, you know, it might be, I don't know, maybe we'll just always have a floating bass player. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Here's my wish. We slow some bass players, do a couple tours, maybe 8-9 months. Lexi finally decides, this sucks. Can I please come back? And he'll be back.
Well, he broke the golden rule. You don't get a stripper to buy your groceries and pay your rent unless you're in a band. He quit the band, and now he's dyslexic. That's the problem. He's Dyslexi Fox.
Yeah, he is Dyslexi Fox. Everything's backwards for him.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, why am I doing my makeup? Oh, because I'm a girl. I forgot. It's backwards, right? You're not going on stage, dude. But, I talked to him yesterday. He's doing great.
Good.
I could hear some frustrations, you know, because, you know, he made a life-changing decision for himself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
And you know, and he's, you know, Lexi's my best friend. You know, him and I talk just about every day. And
good.
And I could hear it in his voice. He's like, you know, I'm seeing Silk Pocket up there. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And I told him, you know, just to make it feel better, because it's true. I said, dude, no one can fill your shoes.
No.
You know, so.
No.
Whenever you nobody can. It's like trying to fill any one of our shoes. And I think Styx is probably the only one that's replaceable without anybody really freaking out about.
Well, they're drummers. Nobody watches.
I know, Johnny, and I noticed since Lexi's left, he's been moving his drum riser up an inch forward towards the front of the stage at every show, which is, it's kind of like Night Ranger to me. He's got a mic, he's singing backgrounds now, because the new guys don't know how to sing him yet.
Yeah, he's going to start doing that sideways drum thing, you watch.
No, that ain't going to happen, dude.
Awful.
No.
Awful. And nobody can wear Lexi, nobody can fill Lexi's shoes, because they were a feminine size.
Yeah, they were. Well, you'd be surprised. He's being really big. I mean, that was one thing that really, you know, freaks him out, actually. He is ashamed of his feet. He has foot shaming going on because they're so big, and he's, you know, his feet are so small. Usually they're
right.
Big feet coincide with it, you know, being well endowed, and that just didn't happen for Lexi. So I think that's what the makeup's for, is just to compensate for his big feet and small penis.
Listen, just send him a picture of an empty hand mirror. No reflection whatsoever in the mirror. He'll understand what's missing. You, bro.
Yeah, you're missing, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing with all his clothes, but I have a feeling he's doing what I did during the pandemic. He's probably putting it on and looking in the mirror. Putting his clothes on, getting ready and looking in the mirror. Because, you know, when you do this for as long as we've done it together, and you just stop doing it, it's like heroin. You know, you want more. You got to keep going, right?
Yeah.
And I think that he's really missing it. I can hear it in his voice. But, you know, I respect him, man, and I respect his decisions, because he's my bro.
Yep.
And whatever's good for him, good for me.
That's a fact. That's right. And that's what everybody wants, man. And I just listen. All I know is that Silky seemed really good. If he's not the dude, I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. I don't care what. I don't care if it's a midget. I don't care if it's a masked bass player. I just want to see Steel Panther.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, dude. So you know Richie Kotzen, right?
Yeah, sure. They used to bang Ricky Rocket's girlfriend.
Yes! He's like the perfect guy, but he's not going to do it.
Okay.
So anyway, his wife or girlfriend or one of his mistresses sent in a audition, and she is really good.
Oh my God,
really, really good.
If you
super hot,
you must bow to the gods, and Styx Zadinya must have sex with her repeatedly.
You know, Satchel was on, I don't know who he was talking to. We did an interview, and he said, yeah, if we get a girl in the band, they all have to suck our thing, right? I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're going to scare off any possible girl, or maybe not. Maybe they'll be stoked.
That's right.
Oh, we get to talk to them. Yeah.
Oh, listen, Mrs. Kotzen, so, yeah. I think it's only fair, and it's the only way. You know, poor Ricky Rocket. I mean, he was not a lot to look at anyway. And then he got the HPV in his throat from, you know, doing whatever he did. And Richie Kotzen ran off with his chick. Like, he's taking a beating, man.
Wait, is his current wife Ricky Rocket's old chick?
No. I think he was just banging her when CeCe DeVille left the band. Kotzen came in, and then they had to kick Kotzen out because they found out he was banging Ricky Rocket, the drummer's fiance.
Dude, that's so heavy metal.
Totally, which is why Richie will totally understand if his wife comes out and sticks, or all of you just, you know, gangbanging the, you know, it's just going to be fantastic.
Well, I'm going to say something that may ruffle some feathers, but, you know, for him to do that to one of my favorite bands, Poison, as a filling guitar player replacing the great CeCe DeVille, I might just have to do that.
That's right.
Just out of spite.
That's right. That. That's a fact.
Look what happened to Justin Hawkins. You know, he did the same thing to his brother. He had sex with his wife.
Is that right? That's right. Oh, that. Yes. Fact. All right, listen, I can't wait to see you. 3 weeks from now, they become the band at the Truman. It is Steel Panther. I just saw them at Rocklahoma, and they are on fire to come out and play. And it's going to be a good time, man. And goddamn, if there's anything in this world we need, it's a Steel Panther show, I promise you.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. I feel it, too. I just can't wait. You know, I've been having so much fun out here just being in front of people and playing, and it's been great. It's been scary, you know, not having Lexi, but it's been great, and the shows are fantastic, and we haven't missed a beat. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and coming out and helping you judge, you know, and see what you think, because, you know, we'll have a new bass player.
It'll be great.
Part of the process now, Johnny.
All right, my friend. Love to everyone. Tell the guys I said hey, and I'll see you in just a few weeks.
All right, dude. Nice talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, friend.